check, flop, blind, all in. These are words commonly associated with smoke-filled backroom poker games, but they've been entering the vocabulary of teenagers. All of a sudden, playing poker has become as routine as school, sports, and MTV. Reporter Pippin Ross deals you in on the latest rave.
Is it second jack or first jack?
It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, but a dozen 15- and 16-year-old boys have gathered around two tables in a dark basement.
Oh, that air conditioning feels so good.
They're doing what's for them the coolest thing, playing poker.
It's fun.
It's easy to learn.
Seeing them seated, focused, and intent doesn't look like typical Saturday teenage fun until the $7 to get in tournament begins with a chaotic debate over whether poker is a game of luck or skill.
80% luck.
Jimbo.
80% skill.
See, not if you're good, not if you're
depends.
Like a pro. If you're like a pro, it's like, yeah.
It's
60
more
skill
than luck. It's
yeah,
easily
skill,
more skill than luck.
60 skill, 40 luck.
These teenagers, who live in a Massachusetts suburb, certainly aren't the only ones playing poker these days. According to Interactive Gaming News, one of the industry's number crunchers, poker's popularity has tripled in the last 3 years, as have the sales of chips, cards, products, and instructional guides. At last count, there are 50 million regular players in the U.S. alone. Nielsen Media Research has tracked a 150% viewer increase of poker programming. About half of those new viewers are under 21. While teenage poker popularity is partly due to the explosion of online poker games, it's the televised contests, like ESPN's World Series of Poker, that have captured their attention.
And after four grueling, adrenaline-pumping, heart-stopping days, we're finally down to our final table. Nine people playing for $2.5 million next time on the World Series of Poker.
The shows promote one game and one game only, Texas Hold'em, the fast-paced preference of poker professionals, a game that demands more strategy than mathematics. 15-year-old Nick explains the game's motto: it takes a minute to learn, a lifetime to master.
So it's a lot of it is feelings, instincts, and just like what you think the other person is trying to do and what you know about what they might have. All right, let's play.
A game demanding psychological insight instead of noogies and body slams is one reason why some parents are allowing their kids to play, except on school nights, despite the fact that betting or being underage in a casino is illegal. For one mom, Ellen, poker got going in her household when a group of parents were trying to bring harmony to their son's struggling varsity basketball team.
Some of the mothers talked about they should have team, like, lunches after Saturday practice, and they turned into poker fests because they were kids that weren't friendly other than they shared a passion for basketball. And now they shared this passion for poker. You could see that it translated onto the basketball court. And it was fabulous. They came together.
Am I big now?
Yeah, you're big.
Banter notwithstanding, there is unexpected restraint at today's basement tournament. A 15-year-old player named Neil explains that the game is all about learning to suppress the urge to gush or groan over what you have.
Just you got to keep your face straight and try and act as normal as possible. Try and not show what you have.
Don't show emotion.
Unless you're skinny. You can't control.
Yeah.
Many of the boys' parents, like Judy, are a bit wary of the fad, knowing as she does that gambling can become an addiction as devastating as drugs or alcohol. For now, she's allowing the poker passion to play out because it's taking place in safe environments where she or another parent can stand guard and, if need be, intervene.
They all have a social thing. Gives them a place to go instead of going out and just wandering aimlessly on the streets. That's the way I figure it. That's why we sort of let them do it.
She likes the fact that for the next couple weeks before summer camp begins, she'll know exactly where her son is and what he's doing. As the tournament wraps up with one of the boys winning $50, it's easy to see the draw. Losing happens, but so does winning.
Oh, yeah, I got money, baby, yeah!
For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross. Oh my.